Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Defensive line coach Anthony Weaver met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How's everybody doing? Wow. I think we have a veteran-led group, right? Probably starts with like Mike Pierce, Brent Urban, but the guys who are going in their fourth years, Broderick Washington, Justin Matabike, they're hungry, they're chomping at the bit. They want to, you know, we obviously miss Clayus, we love him, but they want to show that they can not only pick up the slack, but do more. So I'm excited about where the group's headed. Love their work ethic, just love their attention to detail. Think it's going to be a fun year.
What's your sense of what Michael Pierce wants to get out of the rest of his career at this point? I mean, he was so ready last year and then he had the injury.
Yeah.
Where is he in your mind right now?
Mike's been working all offseason. He's been here the entire time. And behind all adversity is a blessing and a lesson, right? So you get hurt, you're disappointed, but all that time, he's gotten to work. So his goal is to come out here and completely dominate, right? Win a Pro Bowl, prove that he's worth every dollar he's been paid, and he's got the ability to do all that. So hopefully, God willing, he can be out there for all 17, and if he is, he's going to help this defense an awful lot. I'd love to play behind him if I was 6-0, right? Guy eats up two gaps.
He says a chip on his shoulder because of what happened last year, missing that out?
Without question. Mike Pierce loves the game of football. He loves the Baltimore Ravens. So him not being out there absolutely killed him. And he just wants to go out there and light the world on fire. And I think he has a chance to do it.
Justin Matabike had a career year last year. Mm-hmm. Do you see him making even big strides from last year to this year? What do you see from him?
Yes. Vike, right, you've got to talk to him. He's kind of quiet. He's not going to give you a bunch of long answers. But that guy loves ball. And all he does is work. Right, you see a guy who's now, he started for 3 years, you know, 2-3 years. Could have a sense of entitlement, think he's arrived. He doesn't feel that way at all. When you go out there and watch him, he acts like he's going to get chopped tomorrow. So because of that mindset he has, he could absolutely get better and improve on a year ago.
It seems like for some of those interior guys, pass rush, you know, they don't really start to figure out the pass rush until like year 4, year 5. Why do you think that is, that kind of that learning curve is the way it is? And how do you kind of see that tracking with Justin?
Yeah, I think a lot of that just happens through pre-snap identification. As a rookie, you're just trying to come in and learn what to do, where to go, right? As you progress in your maturity, right, as you gain more experience, once you know that, now you can look at some of all the other extraneous things happening. You can hear protection, slide calls, know when to take advantage when you do get that one-on-one. So I think that's probably why that happens. It's that maturation of having been in the scheme, knowing the system, where now you can take some graduate-level steps and see all the other stuff happening around it. Yeah, we obviously go into games with plans, but we try to empower our guys as much as we possibly can. We give them as much pre-snap information as possible. Hopefully, right, what we've seen on tape holds true, and then they have opportunities to call that those games. Obviously, from our perspective, we're trying to exploit space into the protection. And if they can identify that and tell us that off the field, hey, call what you want, and let's take advantage of it. Yeah, I don't know that there's a person in this building that works harder than Broderick Washington. That guy, I mean, just if you even look into his body from when he's got there to how it is now, he looks completely different. You talk about a guy that's taken every bit of coaching and then some, it's him. So I'm not surprised by any of his success, and I would expect more. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's probably going to be a by-committee approach, right? We're missing Tyus Bowser, who's not out there right now. He's going to take a bunch of those. Justin Matabike. It'll probably be a little bit different, right? Calais was out there. He was kind of a finesse rusher. We have some guys that can power the pocket in Mike Pierce and Travis Jones. So it's definitely going to be a by-committee approach, but I think we can attack them in waves with complementary pieces that'll be change-ups to the offense too, which could be fun to watch. Everybody good? All right.
see him and he passes the book test.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch him take on his pad, shocks everyone.
Yeah.
Is it still just kind of technique and getting himself technically up to where he is physically?
Yeah, I think from Travis, you want to see him to see the same progression that we saw with Broderick Washington, right? He comes in his first year. There are some things he struggled with. A lot of that was from a technique standpoint. It was the exact same thing with Travis. I think it's important for him to get all these reps in the preseason as much as he possibly can. Repetition is the mother of skill. And hopefully through that, right, he can build that foundation and then allow his God-given ability to take off. So hopefully, God willing, we see the same thing we saw with Broderick. Yeah. Yeah, that could definitely happen. A lot of that's based on opponent and scheme and what we're going to see. If it's obviously it's a heavy run team, you could definitely see that package. Or there may be just a couple soft guys inside that we want to mash, and you could see them out there too. But I would not rule out that combination at all.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks, guys.